That piqued Lesserson's interest. Go on.
He apparently has quite the following. It's rather endearing, really. There's one in particular he's been working closely with. You'll never guess who.
I probably won't, Lesserson agreed readily. So please, enlighten me.
Padnell Ovin, the new rather scruffy senator from Clatooine.
Really? Lesserson was surprised. They seem like an odd pair. I'd be surprised to learn that Padnell Ovin even remembers to take a Sanisteem once a day.
Well, it seems as though Cameron is grooming. Oh my, I didn't even mean to make that pun.
Treen giggled.
Senator Ovin for something rather key later on down the line. And he has intimated that others of his little gaggle of admirers are in positions where they could give us a great deal of support.
What positions are those? And who are we talking about? Lesserson drained his drink and put it on the table.
He was rather coy about that, but I don't think he's fibbing.
You're hardly a Jedi, my dear, to be able to tell such things.
Ah, but I am a most excellent judge of character, and you cannot argue that, Drickle.
He supposed he couldn't. Well, for now, that's a very promising start. I'll leave him in your extremely capable hands. There is something I'd like to bring to your attention, and you had best pass it along to the others. Quickly, he told her about the nighttime visit from Maelor, from the unfortunate Minyavish's arrival to his end.
How unpleasant, said Treen.
He could imagine her wrinkling her nose in distaste and smiled a little.
And he mentioned Faust and myself specifically by name?
He did. He did not seem particularly experienced in how to handle such negotiations. I believe if he had known about the rest of us, he'd have said so.
Well, how honored we are to be singled out,
she said archly.
This does not make me particularly happy, Drickle. And I was having such a pleasant evening.
Well, the good news is he gave me the location of the evidence and the code to locate and destroy it. While he resisted torture rather well, I do think in the end I retrieved everything he had to tell me.
So you believe he was acting alone?
My dear, hardly anyone truly acts alone, whether they realize it or not, Lesserson replied. If one being was able to acquire this type of information, we'd do well to be on the alert for more insects crawling out of the woodwork.
I'm afraid you're right.
I'd best be turning in. Tomorrow's going to be a busy day. I'll dispatch someone to take care of the evidence on Minyavish, and by 1900 hours I'll be en route for Imperial space. It sounds like you all have things well in hand.
If you refer to Senator Suldar, I would say eating out of would not be inaccurate.
I don't doubt it for a minute, my dear. His voice was warm with affection. He'd grown rather fond of his co-conspirator, as long as he didn't have to have too much interaction with her. She, Bramson, Jaxton, Perova, and Thal were right where they should be, and he was about to go where he should be. Into Imperial space, where human moths, male human moths, which were the only right and proper kind, were treated with the respect they were due. Where he would eventually launch his bid to become Emperor.